In a coffee bar, she rolls her beautiful blue eyes.
A bold statement, really?
I grin, delighted that the future Mrs. Falcon has the quick wits and sense of humor to catch that. What? You don't like coffee or coffee puns?
I like good puns.
Her lips twitch in a sly, bewitching smile. With my free hand, I clutch my chest melodramatically. You wound me. I'm made of pure marshmallow fluff when it comes to helping out my grandmother. Her brow arches in a playful challenge.
Did you really just drop that helping out a grandma bit to let me know you're the kind of guy who helps out his grandmother?
Taking my arm from Dolly's shoulder, I gesture to the inside of the cafe. A perfect place for a date. It's preseason, but there's no hockey practice tomorrow, so why not lock in the chance right now? Maybe I did. I'd be happy to explain more over a not-coffee beverage of your choice. She taps her to-go cup with polished black nails.
I'm a green tea girl.
This is great. You think coffee is vile and prefer to drink something that smells like a just-mown lawn. Look at all the opinions we have.
So many more to learn, I'm sure.
She says, and we're this close to a date, but then she dips her face and checks her phone screen. It's in her hand, and from the looks of it, someone's calling, but I didn't hear it ring. Odd. I'd think it was a save me tactic, but her phone flashes with the word dad. She raises her face, her smile fading, and the playful atmosphere shifts. Before she answers, though, she looks my way once more.
I hope you get to enjoy your next not-coffee date,
she says. Then, with maybe some reluctance in her expression, she turns away and answers her phone in a warm voice.
Hi, Dad.
She walks up the street, away from me. I stand there for a second, weighing what just happened. Did she actually turn me down, or did she leave the door open? I'd like to think that was a breadcrumb, not coffee date, but she could just be phenomenally smooth. I'm not sure. But then I remind myself this wasn't going to be as easy as asking her out right here, right now. Nothing good comes easily. I watch her go, admiring her attitude, her sass, her banter, and, well, let's be blunt, her ass. But what gets me most is when she reaches the corner. It's almost imperceptible, just a quick glance over her shoulder, but I see it. She steals a final glance at me. Yes. Fuck yes. It was a breadcrumb, and I will take it, follow it, and devise a plan. I pump a mental fist, then haul Dolly inside High Kick Coffee, past chattering customers camped out at tables, and a handful of people waiting to place their orders. Birdie has plenty of employees here to tend to them, but she opened a coffee shop because she likes people as much as she likes bling. In typical Birdie fashion, everything in High Kick Coffee sparkles, from the countertops to the mirrors on the walls to the clock with a woman's leg kicking back and forth to keep time. I prop Dolly out of the way behind the counter as my grandmother starts an espresso for me. Tell me the brunette with the flower tattoos is a regular, I say, thoughts still centered on the woman who's gotten away for now.
Why? Are you in love already?
Birdie teases with a knowing grin. More like insta-infatuation, I admit, leaning on the counter. But sure, call it love. Birdie's smile widens.
The woman with the flower tattoos is a photographer. We're working together soon.
She gestures to her old showgirl photos hanging behind the counter, pictures of her kicking her leg high while wearing spangled bikinis and feathered headdresses.
Time to update the pics, don't you think?
I try to imagine Grandma dusting off her sequins and feathers to recreate her glory days on the Vegas stage. Is she serious about the photo shoot? She did insist I drag Dolly all the way from her home to her coffee shop after this morning's practice. When my grandmother has a vision,